Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
It's going to be a big weekend for amateur radio enthusiasts who are going to be gathering in Shepparton at an event organised by the Shepparton and District Amateur Radio Club. And it's pretty exciting too. And I'm excited because it involves the moon. And everyone here knows how much I love my moon landing history. Rodney Champness is from the Shepparton and District Amateur Radio Club. Rodney, good morning.
Good morning, Matthew.
Before we do anything else, just tell us a little bit about the Shepparton and District Amateur Radio Club. I gather you're a fairly vibrant club with some pretty enthusiastic members.
It's going quite well, really. It's amateur radio is not a mainstream hobby or anything like that. Mm. It's about communications and learning about new communications techniques, experimentation, and quite a few things in the past, and we hope perhaps this weekend will be found out through our experimentation.
All right, and before we talk about that, you have a background in radio professionally as well, don't you?
Yes, I do. I at one stage was working in the ABC studios in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. I worked in some of the transmitting stations of the ABC and also Radio Australia. So over a period of time, but also a period of time in the Antarctic as well.
What was that like?
A bit cool.
I bet it was. And your job was?
Class as radio supervisor in charge of the communications at Macquarie Island for a year.
That's a pretty important job in those circumstances, I would think.
Well, you've only got one radio station down there to communicate with Australia. Yeah. They do it with satellites these days, but we were confined to high-frequency radio in those days.
Gee, it's a whole other conversation, Rodney. We'll have to get you in another time to talk about that. What was it like there, though, in terms of the isolation from the world at large?
We saw ships about every 9 months.
Yeah. Well, in the current climate of coronavirus, it's probably the safest place to be at the moment, is it?
Well, actually, at Macquarie Island, they are restricting cruise ships from going down there.
Wow.
Precisely because of the coronavirus.
There you go. All right. Well, let's talk about what's happening this weekend. I mentioned there's something of a world first involving the Shepparton District Amateur Radio Club and amateur radio enthusiasts from across, well, far and wide, I gather. What's actually happening?
Well, it's an opportunity. We've been given the opportunity of actually using the antennas out at the Radio Australia site.
Mm.
And we've thought about it and we thought, it'd be a good idea to try and replicate what happened back in 1947.
Yeah.
Out at the Radio Australia site then, they beamed signals from there to the moon and they were received back again. But they used a lot more power than what we're allowed to use.
Yeah.
But with digital technology, we're hoping to be able to do exactly the same thing.
Was that a world first at the time to do that?
On the high frequency bands, yes, it's fairly unique to do it there. They don't normally do it there. It's done on the VHF and UHF regions.
Yeah.
But high frequency, pretty rare. The actual time is 2.6 seconds, apparently.
To go there and back?
Yes, it is.
That's pretty quick.
Oh, yes. But we could send a transmission, for a second or something like that, and then we just listen for it and see what's like.
So it's all about the strength of the signal you send, whether it reaches the moon and comes back. Is that how it works?
When you transmit, it'll get there, but be so weak when it comes back if you're not using much power. It all gets there, but how much it gets back to you is another thing.
It sounds pretty exciting, moon bounce. I mean, it's otherworldly, I suppose, or it's out of this world quite literally. Has it caused a bit of excitement among amateur radio enthusiasts around Australia?
Oh, definitely, and worldwide, as far as I know, because we'll be trying on the high-frequency bands.
Yeah.
And we'll be transmitting around about midnight on the 14th.
Mm.
And we hope that we'll hear it and other people will too.
Is there a way other people can follow it, or will amateur radio enthusiasts elsewhere be able to follow it via their sets?
Some of it's been set up to be on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't have all the details on that, but they're setting it up so a lot of this, what we're doing out there, will be on the internet virtually live.
Mm. How does that make you feel? A bit of pressure?
Not me, because I'm not doing that part of it.
And will you know pretty much instantaneously in that matter of a couple of seconds whether it's been successful?
Yes, 2.6 seconds.
How many goes might you get at it overall?
I think the window of opportunity will be around about perhaps 2, maybe 3 hours total. Mm-hmm.
Bouncing signals off the moon, working in the Antarctic. What other things have you done in your work with radio, Rodney? And I'm thinking you hear of amateur radio enthusiasts communicating with maybe the space station and things like that. And what other communications are available to you in terms of communicating around the globe?
Talking about communicating with the space station, one of my friends from early days, he was the actual person who did most of that work, and they'd do it with schools and so forth, so give them a bit of an insight into space and space travel and everything else.
What about communicating around the globe?
Well, depending on the time of day and night and the what's called 11-year sunspot cycle, we can talk around the world.
Yeah.
I have spoken from a vehicle to America quite happily, but I'm not a great one on the air. I like mucking around and getting the things going.
Okay, let other people do the talking.
Yeah, they can do the talking.
Well, you've done a pretty good job today coming in and telling us about this historic event, this moon bounce attempt that's happening this weekend, organised by the Shepparton District Amateur Radio Club. And how many might you expect?
We're expecting probably at least 100 people through the period of time there. Yeah. We won't be just doing moon bounce. We'll be doing all sorts of other communications. Because the antennas are such high-performance antennas, we expect to get results which we would not normally get. And it'll be noted down, and you never know, there might be some scientific advantage with what we're doing.
All right.
We don't know yet.
Well, I guess one way to find out is to see what happens over the weekend, Rodney. But thank you for joining us this morning and telling us a bit about the moon bounce attempt and a bit about the Shepparton District Amateur Radio Club as well. It's been great to have a chat.
Thank you.
That's Rodney Champness there from the Shepparton District Amateur Radio Club as we tick towards the 7:30 news.